possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, we went long with Whittingham in the last segment, but we had a lot to cover on scuba diving and Chelsea and PSV. Huh? What? So let's start the 4 o'clock hour here a little bit late with headlines and Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
There really are a lot of things we just haven't gotten to yet, Hawk. You saw there was a list of teams reported that reached out to Rich Paul about trading for LeBron James, including the Mavericks, Warriors, Cavaliers, and the Los Angeles Clippers.
Yeah, the prevailing notion is that the Lakers are kind of sending out the signals that they're ready to move on to the Luka era, and they're ready to move away from the LeBron era. I'm not certain how much I buy that or not. But yeah, there does seem to be some irons in the fire.
You got to sail early.
Well, I don't know if it's early on him, but you have to make a determination. You know, if LeBron's on your team, it's always going to be LeBron's team. I don't care who's there. And if you really are ready to make a new foray with a new face of the franchise, with a new style, and Luka's the guy, you probably feel like every season LeBron remains on the team is a lost season that you could be creating this Los Angeles Lakers Luka-led team. And again, I don't know how much of this I believe or not, but there does seem, you know, it goes back to the breadcrumbs that we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
There does seem to be a lot of smoke coming from, they told Luka, they gave him a heads up that they had sold part of the franchise. They didn't tell LeBron. They seem to be including Luka in stuff that either they're purposefully not including LeBron to let him know that they're ready to move on. But again, I just don't know how much of this stuff I believe.
Yeah. It's the thought process of like Shaq leaving the Lakers and winning another championship and Brady leaving the Patriots and going to win another championship. You have an older guy, but they can still perform. But then I remember Shaq in Phoenix, the big cactus, he couldn't even bend his knees anymore.
Well, it's one thing if LeBron is your only guy and he's the big draw or whatever, but if you're making this, you know, effort to re-identify the team and it starts, you get one of the premier talents in the league, you want it. But I don't think there'll ever be a moment where LeBron says to Luka, this is your team, the way Dwayne Wade did to LeBron James. And so maybe they're trying to push that along. I don't know.
It's more from the standpoint of LeBron wants to win a title right now. He's viewing his window closing and he's telling the Lakers, hey, like, go make significant offseason moves.
But isn't getting Luka a pretty significant move?
Right. But Hawk, you saw
they get the big boy too.
Yeah. But you saw Ayton last year, DeAndre Ayton, But you saw last year that wasn't enough, you know? Like,
well, but that was a half a season. There were conditioning questions about Luka. Like, I mean, how much, like, what does he need them to go out and do? If you get, like I just said, one of the premier talents in the NBA, like, what does he need the Lakers to go out and do?
Well, they have to be a more talented team, especially to go up against the likes of the Nuggets, the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Western Conference is insane, and they lost Dorian Finney-Smith. Like, they have talent, but they're not on a championship level. I think LeBron knows that. He wanted them to use either draft capital or some of their younger players to go get more established veterans to help them compete now while his window is still open with Luka. But the Lakers are taking more of a prudent approach because they're knowing that the next decade they have to build for Luka Doncic after LeBron leaves. So they're like, we're not going to give up picks over the next couple of years. We're not going to give up Dalton Connect and Austin Reeves to go get you another superstar, because these are guys we feel are going to be great complementary pieces or potential trade chips in the future.
I always find that strategy, though, to be silly as well. Why is it more important to win championships 5 years from now than right now? If you think Luka and LeBron can be the cornerstone, then I'm with LeBron there. Go out and get somebody that makes the deal a closing deal. I've never understood that. It's like, well, we're setting ourselves up for the future. Well, at the expense of right now, when you have two really talented guys. So if that's the situation, then I'm kind of with LeBron on that. Like, yeah. What are you waiting for? Luka's here. Like, yeah.
That's why Rich Paul's been vocal as hell. Like, he had the, remember 2 weeks ago, he had some very straightforward comments about LeBron's future. And that's why we're having these discussions. That's why LeBron, you talk about the breadcrumbs, is taking pictures at the Cavaliers facility. Like, he's laying the foundation for, oh, you want to plan for the future, Luka, not me anymore? All right, fine. I'll opt into this contract. You're going to pay me my $60 million this year. But guess what? I'm going to make your life hell. And next season, I'm out of here. Good luck.
But they needed a big. They went and got DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, but DeAndre Ayton's not the difference between you winning a title or not. Like,
if to Hawk's conversation, and I don't get it, win now and see what happens later. But LeBron, what could you get for LeBron James right now? If I'm the Lakers, what's his name? Palinko? If I'm Palinko, I got to think about it. Some team would give up a lot of damn draft capital and players for LeBron.
I don't know about that, man.
No, really? They won't. That's why there's no market for LeBron James.
40-plus year old guy,
it's
like
still LeBron James, though. Huh?
But you're not. If you're talking about a first round pick, you're talking about what, the 30th, the 29th pick. Like, you're like, no one's giving up a lottery pick for him.
No, but like you're saying, if you want some young, I don't know what these names Solana yells at, Dorian Finney-Jackson, like, if you want to build with these little puppies, give me a couple puppies and you can have a guy that can still play. What's Solana? His points per game was higher than he won the year he won the MVP last year.
Assuming they can't just trade him anywhere, though.
No, but that's the problem. That's why the trade market, it's not that. I think there would be a team like Houston before they get Kevin Durant. They gave up a ton to go get Kevin Durant. They would have given up maybe more to go get LeBron for a year, even if it's a one-year rental, because that puts them in the conversation, right? Like, there's teams that would be willing to give stuff up, but because of the cap situation where the Lakers are at and where most teams around the NBA are at before next offseason, trading for LeBron, who makes $53 million, is damn near impossible right now. It would have to be like the
He Clippers. Doesn't have a no-trade clause?
LeBron does have a no-trade clause.
Yeah, that's so what I'm saying. So you can't ship him off. Like, I mean, it's the whole Bradley Beal thing. If Bradley Beal can dictate where he's going, I guarantee you LeBron can.
The only two players in the NBA with a no-trade clause. LeBron and inconspicuously Bradley Beal.
I hate how you say Bradley Beal's name. It's just so dismissive.
It's inexplicably
Bradley Beal.
Inconspicuously.
But inconspicuously is a good word.
He's hiding?
Not in that situation.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's a good word. Come on.
Well, no, Bradley, it can't just be a good word. That's out of context.
Why not?
Well, for a lot of reasons.
Nah, I mean, that's a good word, man.
I don't think there's an N-Y-A on the B in Beal, because you just said nasty. Bradley Beal.
I mean, you tell me. Yeah, Bradley Beal still excites you?
He could play.
He's got some acrimony left in him. There's no doubt about it. Might be my new thing. Just use big words, even if they don't
fit. Not necessarily certain it's a new thing, Solana.
Maybe you're embracing it now. Inconspicuous.
Inconspicuously.
What does that mean, inconspicuously?
Be like if I was trying to just kind of fade into the background at a party, whatever, being inconspicuous. Like
hiding.
Like if you know that they're the only two that have a no trade clause in the NBA, it's not inconspicuous.
Well, it could
it's
be.
Inexplicable, but it's not inconspicuous.
Why do you try to do all the word salad all the time?
I don't know. Just
well, he was right. Close. He was right. Close. He was thinking inexplicably because it sounds the same, but he just kind of blurted it out. He's like Bradley Beal, inconspicuously. But it's it's almost the opposite of being inconspicuous.
Yeah. Man, I pronounced it so well too. Inconspicuously. Yeah. Like I really accentuated the right words I needed to, or letters rather. Felt really good.
You don't even explain what you did correctly.
Speaking of inconspicuous moves, the Mavericks shutting down Cooper Flagg. You guys saw this in the summer league. He played two games. Yeah. Finally had his big one. Second one was 31 points. Looked just like a monster on every side. And they're like, all right, we've seen enough. See you in preseason.
No. I saw this. I didn't say we've seen enough. Let us get our young guy on a high note and then don't have him talked about again until the regular season. Because he got criticized probably, for going 4 for 25. They were killing him.
They probably thought about, before the game started, shutting him down after one game in the summer league. Why take a chance? And we know what he can do. And then he had that rotten game. And you're like, man, we got to trot him out here for another one.
Yep. Yeah. Let him go on a high note and go ahead and get ready for the real time.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer.
how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
There was this report over the weekend, I know Jimmy sent it to me, that Uno was going to be added as a table game to casinos in Las Vegas. So this goes mega viral, but here's the real story. So that was a little misleading, a little inconspicuous, if you will. the owner, the company that makes Uno, Mattel, I don't know if you guys ever heard of Mattel, Mattel Inc. They're debuting an Uno social club in Vegas at the Palms Casino right. Resort. So that's really right. What's happening. This is all like a marketing scheme, and they're launching
it's
Uno
great.
Social
it's a great,
club.
Great social game, yeah. But there is going to be no gambling. It is Uno, go have some drinks and a couple cigars with your friends, get into a fist fight at the Palms in Vegas because that's what happens with Uno games.
We talk about how slow a game of poker can be. Who's sitting down to win $20 in an hour and right. a half? Yeah, get right. out of here. Nobody wants to play Uno for money.
I've been playing a ton of Uno with my nephew, so I'm looking into this.
I've never Uno'd anybody. Like, the people that watch your hand and see when you have one card, so as soon as you lay it down, they can yell Uno and you got to pick up. I hate that person. Like, let's just play the game, duck.
That's the right way to play the game.
I don't like that part of the game.
Okay.
I'm going to catch you.
Yeah. I mean, that's the right
way to play the game. I'm going to inconspicuously punch you in the face if we ever play Uno.
Yannick Sinner finally dethroned Carlos Alcaraz. He won the men's Wimbledon final in four sets. And remember we were talking about Anisimova, the American. We talked about it Friday. Yeah. Women's mm-hmm. singles. She took a mental health break from tennis, was unranked, and in like a year, maybe a little bit more, fought all the way back, 12th ranked in the world, makes the women's Wimbledon final. This unbelievable story. And then, well, in a matter of 17 minutes, the quickest final ever, Iga Swiatek just disposed of her. Just it wasn't even close. But the men's final was awesome. Home run derby tonight. Are we going all in on O'Neal Cruz from the Piratas?
I don't know. I got to figure out. And now, can you not bet this on the Hard Rock app? Because I've not
checking.
Seen any wagering on the Home Run Derby. I only see wagering. And I told you, Florida has some weird rules when it comes to what you can and cannot wager on. Like even AAA with Matt Mervis. You can bet on a jumbo shrimp game. You cannot bet a player prop when it comes to minor league players. There are all-star game odds on the Hard Rock app, but there is nothing for the Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see run totals. Yeah. Oh.
So it kind of makes it moot for me if yeah. like I can't bet it.
Over 7.5 runs in total sounds good, but they're baiting you.
Well, that's the All-Star game tomorrow, though. This is the Home Run Derby tonight.
I don't see anything.
You guys watch the MLB All-Star game?
No.
Not really. Nah, there's nothing else on, so I'll have it on for a few innings here and there. I do watch the Home Run Derby. I like that tonight.
Yeah. No, we just dropped our daughter off at IMG basketball camp, so it's just Chan at home, the boys, so I had to find
something. You'll be watching the Home Run Derby for sure.
Yeah. Never mind. Yes, I yelled no, but I was being selfish.
You saw Jason Taylor walked out. Morgan Wallen had his concert, two concerts at Hard Rock Stadium over the weekend. A lot of people were out there. Jason Taylor walked out the second night with Morgan yeah. Wallen. And the first night, Morgan Wallen was wearing a Miami Hurricanes jersey.
A Cam Ward jersey.
Cam Ward jersey.
Who's Morgan yeah. Wallen?
Moreland Wallen. He's the most popular country singer in the world right now. But every city he goes to, he does a walkout, and it's with people famous from that city. So it's always interesting to see who he's going to do the walkout with. And he walked out with Jason Taylor.
Oh, little baby Travis Hunter.
Hmm?
Oh, Travis Kelce, little baby Travis Kelce.
Who are you looking at?
He doesn't look like Travis Hunter. I'll tell you that.
Well, that's why you got me confused there.
Morgan Wallen. Man, y'all teach me so much on this show.
I mean, I'm not certain we taught you anything. I've never
seen that dude before in my life, Hawk.
Sold out two consecutive nights at Hard Rock Stadium. Filled the stadium two consecutive nights this weekend.
I don't know too many white people, I guess.
It's not.
Or the only two white guys you know are talking to you right now, and I don't listen to Morgan Wallen. I don't know about
him either.
Hawk.
Yeah.
Well, you're Argentinian.
I'm not. Uruguayan. We've gone over this. That bunny started his residency in Puerto Rico. You saw LeBron?
I didn't know he was doing a residency there. Yeah, LeBron was there.
Yeah. Yeah. LeBron's out there.
Morgan Wallen was in Puerto Rico?
Yep.
Yeah, you got it.
Man. Yeah, JT. Hey, JT's weird.
He's everywhere. Remember, he banged the drum at the Florida Panthers. One of their playoff games, they lost. So people were kind of upset with him. Now he's out there.
That was the Dolphins narrative during the Panthers. Panthers, by the way, we said it at the beginning of the show. Panthers are going to open the season on a Tuesday night at 5 p.m., which is a little bit head-scratching, but certainly it'll be the only thing you can watch at 5 p.m. or listen to.
You know what that's going to be, right, that night? Panthers, Blackhawks, two revenge games.
Oh,
Spencer Knight, Seth Jones going up against the Blackhawks for the first time, and Spencer Knight, if he's the starter, we imagine he will be, considering what the Blackhawks traded to get him. Spencer Knight, revenge game in South Florida.
5 p.m., banner raising, festivities. It's a very interesting vibe. Like, the party is going to start, I'm guessing, around 4 p.m. inside that arena. Doors will open at 3 because it'll be 2 hours before puck drop. Ceremonies will get underway around 4. Like, it's going to be very interesting. That's it. I wonder if the time has any kind of effect on anything. The vibe.
Yeah. I think it will.
The afternoon.
I was going to say, I think hockey fans are, you know, more blue collar, and I'm not taking off a day of work to go to a hockey game. Yeah. I think it's going to affect the attendance and the vibe.
It definitely won't affect the attendance. It's opening night. They're going to raise the banner. That place is going to be sold out. It's going to be impossible to get a ticket. Now you're going to have to take a day off from work, or at least half day off from work, because you don't want to get caught in traffic and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But that place will be filled to the brim. There's no question.
Yeah. I think that's a disservice to the Panthers, that scheduling.
Literally have to take off the whole day. Like, if you work a 9-to-5, you just have to take off the whole day to be there by 2, start pounding brews.
We don't have to be there by 2, though.
Ah, I mean, come on. What's a banner night without at least 10 brewskis?
You always need a fruit brews.
Brewski.
Heat play tonight, by the way. Second night of a back-to-back.
Oh, there is. Someone just texted in. You can bet the Home Run Derby on the Hard Rock app. I was incorrect. So if you go to All Sports or Other Sports, it's All Sports on the top tabs, and then click MLB. Not MLB All-Star, but MLB, you can bet on the Home Run Derby. You can bet the winner,
the
final. What's that?
Surprised they don't have a tab for that.
Yeah, you'd think they would. I bet by tonight there will be a tab on the front screen. Cal Raleigh tonight, +250. O'Neill Cruz, +325. James Wood, +375. Matt Olson, +800. Byron Buxton, +850. Brent Rooker, +900. Junior Camarero, +900, and Jazz Chisholm, +1400.
Seth Jones played for the Blackhawks.
Yes.
Yes.
Did they miss a marketing thing, like not naming him the Black Hawk?
Huh.
Maybe they tried and it didn't work.
Oh, okay.
That does make sense, though.
He's the Black Hawk.
He was a Black Hawk. Yeah.
Like, I thought that would be genius.
Yeah.
When you said it, I didn't know the team he came from, but when I was like, I knew Seth Jones was the Black dude, I was like, oh, the Black Hawk. That's pretty cool.
That's the first you heard that he got traded here from Chicago, huh?
I'm real deep in hockey.
That's the first you heard this, huh? July 14th.
Fact, I didn't think about the Black Hawk thing until today.
I got you.
The Black Hawks are paying the Panthers a portion of the Black Hawk, his salary. It's incredible.
Even this coming season?
Yes, multiple seasons. I think the remainder of his contract, they're paying a portion of it every year for him to win titles with the Panthers.
He's Popeye Jones' son.
Yes, that is correct.
The Black Hawk, my man.
The Jets just gave Garrett Wilson, wide receiver, a boatload of money. 4 years, $130 million contract extension, includes $90 million guaranteed. Adam Schefter writes, it marks the first time in NFL history that a receiver has received an average over $31 million after playing only three seasons.
Wow.
Is he top five? I know he's top 10. I don't know if he's top five in the league, though.
And who's throwing to him this year?
Justin Fields.
Oh. He ain't going to catch Nan Ball. He's going to end the year on. Man,
they just pay a lot of money for a blocker.
With game stats. 11 catches, 113 yards for the season.
$31 million this upcoming season for Garrett Wilson to block for Justin Fields, who just keeps taking off.
Yeah.
Man, when he's standing on right next to the tight end, pushing out one of them defensive ends, he's going to be so mad.
Holy mackerel.
All right. Your weather still raining in South Florida.
Pouring in Boca.
Yeah, it's like 82 degrees.
Pouring in Davie. Yeah. Nasty. Yeah.
There's a disturbance out in, I think it's in the Gulf of Mexico or Gulf of America. I don't know. Don't get mad at me. Whatever. Whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I don't know.
Anymore. Listen. We know the names of the seas and the oceans and the gulfs.
You know, some people are very, very, very picky about that.
Very, like very sensitive.
And I don't know what side I'm on with the Gulf of Mexico or America. Like, I don't know. But it's either way. The Gulf. I think there's a disturbance by like the panhandle. I'm pretty sure I saw this morning. So that's why there's a ton of rain in Florida right now.
Okay. Well, Solana, I just changed the Atlantic Ocean to the Bubblicious Ocean. So every time you say anything about the Atlantic, call it the Bubblicious.
Well, you're not the president of the United States of America. So it doesn't really hit as hard if you change the name of an ocean to Bubblicious. I'm not necessarily certain.
Bubblicious Ocean. That's what we're calling the Atlantic now.
Yeah, I'm not certain it has the same weight as the other decision. Cheetah Pompano. Anything else, Solana? That was the end of the weather, right?
I was just going to say.
Disturbance. Yeah, yeah, the panhandle, you nailed it all.
I had something. But you mentioned, like, Crowder not being the president. I was thinking about that the other day. Like, if I ever wanted to run for president, I probably have revealed too much about myself on this show.
Not anymore. Anything goes now. It used to be like back in the day. Yes, you've said too much. We know too much of your history. Not anymore. Anything goes.
Yeah. You know, that lake in the middle of the state, we used to call it Okeechobee. Let's call it Lake Fresca.
Yeah, but again, it doesn't matter when you make that proclamation. Who are you proclaiming it to? What do you
control? Lake Fresca. It's Lake Fresca.
It's a very inconspicuous proclamation you're making.
Fair.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
George Richards, by the way, from the last segment, George Richards texted me $2.5 million for the Blackhawks retained for the next 5 years on the Seth Jones contract, says largest in NHL history. He also says more of a Spencer Knight revenge game as Seth Jones got what he wanted. He's got the cup. He's being celebrated that night. He doesn't like, I think the Blackhawks know as he is, cheering as the banner gets raised to the rafters that Seth Jones got his revenge. For the
trip. Seth had a better run than Spencer.
No doubt. Well, tonight for me has been totally changed now that I see that I can bet the Home Run Derby.
Who are you betting on, Cruz?
Man, I don't know. I don't know.
I bet.
What about betting like just the first round matchups? Again, if you go to the Hard Rock app, click on MLB, you can bet the Home Run Derby there. Because you can do like first round matchups and then kind of play along as you go. Like first round, Cal Raleigh goes up against Jazz Chisholm. Chisholm's the biggest long shot. Cal Raleigh is the favorite. So Raleigh's minus 300 in the first round, Jazz plus 220. Maybe like... Oh, I see how they're doing it. Round one, most home runs. I see. So you're picking, because they're not up against each other. You're picking who will have the most home runs in round one, because you could do Cal Raleigh against O'Neill Cruz, which is, so you're just, because they're not going up against, particular players.
Okay. This gets me, because Jazz is a friend of mine, I would say. He called me
a
friend.
Is he a home run hitter?
No.
This is my catch is, I am a Dolphins fan, but when they play teams that I think are better than them, I can't bet them. Like, the emotion versus the money really gets to me about this gambling.
Home Run Derby, player to hit the longest home run, O'Neill Cruz is the favorite at plus 145.
Dr. Chuck said he has the best exit velocity.
Exit velocity in all of MLB. Mm-hmm. League of the winning player. American League is minus 130. National League plus 105. Would you like to guess the over-under on total home runs hit in the home run derby tonight?
For everybody, how many rounds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. 300?
I feel like I'm very good at this. I love the home run derby.
Okay.
150.
239.5 is the over-under.
I was close.
But I mean, that's a coin flip bet, right? That's a coin flip bet.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could go back and look, but I'm guessing Vegas did that already, and that's how they came up with the 239.5. I'm assuming you're going to see some that were 238 and some that were 240. And now you've got to determine.
Can they use the torpedoes?
Today, by the way, is National Mac and Cheese Day. Can they what?
The torpedo bats. That new bat.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, maybe that'll change. Stop
hearing about those all of a sudden. Is that because everyone has them now?
It's because it didn't change the damn game at all.
Well, maybe it did.
It didn't.
Did you see what Mervis was doing at the beginning of the season?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm not judging baseball off Matt Mervis.
Well, that's why you're not a baseball fan. Today is National Mac and Cheese Day. Is Kraft Macaroni and Cheese a dinner?
No. It's a side. No.
In Canada, Kraft Macaroni and Cheese is called KD. I have a box of it downstairs. It's called Kraft Dinner, not called Kraft Macaroni and Cheese. It is called KD, which stands for Kraft Dinner.
So I get home from a long day of work.
Yeah.
I want my third meal. All I'm going to eat is a box of powdered cheese and noodle.
Correct.
That's a side.
That's a side.
It's a side. Just like think about Thanksgiving and Christmas and all. Like, it's
I'm not talking about like a big celebratory meal. I'm talking about it's Monday night. It's July 14th. Time to have some dinner. You're telling me it's never appropriate to just fire up some Kraft mac and cheese for dinner.
No. And that's why Malachi looked at you like you were crazy when you made that young black man a bowl of mac and cheese. And that's it.
It's a delicious dinner. Put that with a juice box.
A juice box and mac and cheese?
Delicious.
Time to go to bed.
I mean, what you're putting mac and cheese?
With a steak?
Mac and cheese, especially, as a side? Hey, Tubby.
Chicken breast, broccoli, mac and cheese, steak, mac and cheese, salad.
Is every dinner someone's birthday? Sometimes you just have a little mac and cheese. That's your dinner.
These are birthday meals just to have a chicken breast next to a mac and cheese bowl?
Steak, mac and cheese, broccoli. I mean, goodness gracious. Who are you, King Arthur?
You tell me you'll invite people to your house, bring out a big bowl of mac and cheese and say, bon appetit.
But that's not a party dinner. If I'm inviting people to my house, it's a party. So that's totally different. I'm talking about your home, family's home. Son says, what's for dinner tonight? Monday night. Oh, I'll make you some mac and cheese.
My kids would say, and? Salmon?
Salmon.
We eat meat over here, man. I don't know. You
must be rolling in money. I mean, just firing out salmon.
Oh, yeah.
You talking about from the packet?
No. That's $4,000 salmon. The good stuff.
William Howard Taft over here.
No, man. Mac and cheese is a side.
What an inconspicuous lifestyle you lead there.
Mac and cheese is a side, Hawk. That's
Jimmy,
the answer to
is
your
mac
question.
And cheese a meal or a side? Kraft mac and cheese specifically.
It's a side.
Thanks.
Interesting. Solana?
No, I'm with you, Hawk. It's a meal. Every now and then, you're just kind of hanging out at home.
Delicious.
Not trying to whoop something up that's too complicated.
Right.
Little Kraft mac and cheese for dinner happens to really transport you back to better days. It does.
It's better days. No. You know what it requires? You know what it requires? It requires noodles, a powdered cheese packet, butter, and milk. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all you need. Then you need a pot with some water in it. That's it. You're done.
You explaining to me how to make it? I know how to make it. It's not a day.
I'm not necessarily certain you did. I was laying it out for you so you understood what I was talking about.
But why? Why have I just made some ravioli? Put a little Parmesan
on
top.
Same exact thing.
Why? Crowder wouldn't bat an eye. Nobody would bat an eye.
Right.
Because it got meat in it.
If I made a little tortellini. No, ravioli could just have
cheese tortellini. Cheese ravioli.
Cheese pasta. Cheese noodle. And tortellini. Same thing. Tortellini. I don't have anything in it. A little cheese. No big deal. Same thing.
You can get the rotini tortellini or you can get Kraft mac and cheese. What's the difference? It's like being in Italy.
What's the difference? Kraft mac and cheese. It's a child's meal. And it's ridiculous to, as a grown man, to even eat that anymore.
I'm not going to listen to this on National Mac and Cheese Day. So how do you feel about that? You should. Well, I'm not going to.
Mac and cheese, you have to make it and you have to bake it. The real mac and cheese.
No, now I'm talking about Kraft macaroni and cheese, which is the gold standard of macaroni and cheese.
And you can buy it on an EBT card. I want real food.
If you show up at the cookout,
with Kraft
you have
mac
a mac and cheese other than Kraft macaroni and cheese, we'll take away your card.
I don't know what card that is because you show up at a black cookout with Kraft mac and cheese, you're going to get your ass whooped. That's a guaranteed ass whooping, dog.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.